right, I'm joined on the morning show by one of Danville's finest, and I do not use that term sarcastically. I mean every minute of it. We love our first responders on this program. Officer Joe Martin, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes with me.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Certainly glad to do it. You know, you guys really have started doing some things in the last, I'll call it 2 years, roughly, that I think a lot of folks have taken notice on, and I think we want to talk a little more about what some of those community-related events are. I know perception is everything in any field. So for you guys, I know the relationship between the police department and the community is certainly a focus.
It's something that we've embraced that the chief has brought to the city of Danville as far as getting out with the community, working closely with the community on several events. He really enjoys having clarity with the community. So when we have an event that takes place, he likes to get on it quick. The incident we had recently at Virginia Avenue, within, I want to say, 24 hours, 48 hours, we were on scene, meeting with the community, speaking with the residents, listening to their concerns. And that's something that we do, not always in troubled neighborhoods. We don't try to focus just on troubled neighborhoods because we feel everybody in the city has a message and the chief has an ear for it. So we like to get out. If you see large groups of police officers along with other city employees, Danville Adult Detention, the Danville Sheriff's Office, even Public Works have come and assisted us on these walks. Danville Life Saving Crew has also been a good contributor of it. That's probably most likely what it's going to be. 9 times out of 10, it's us doing a community engagement walk or some sort of community engagement. And come up and say hello. And we'll tell you, we'll give you a clear message why we're there. We'll tell you what our point, what our focus is, and give you some material. And we want to talk to everybody. That's our goal, is to talk to as many people that we can in the city and let them know that we're here for them, not always in a crisis 911 type moment, but just to be a friendly ear and share some time with you.
Well, and I think it's a good thing to kind of put a face to the name, so as you do have those crisis moments, you're easing some of the tension that would be there by going, hey, I've seen that officer around the area. I've seen that person here and there. The fire department, same way. That way, when you pass somebody at the grocery store or something of that nature, hey, how you doing? You know, that's kind of building group unity. And I think the community engagement walks you guys have done, you mentioned and hit on those being a good way to get out in the community, meet people, encourage conversation. You never know what you'll be able to learn, or it truthfully could help you guys be more thorough when it comes to those things too, right?
Yes, absolutely. It creates a environment for dialect where you may learn something interesting about a police officer that you didn't know, and vice versa about a neighborhood. So we want to encourage the talks. We want to encourage people to be friendly. Our doors are open at the police department. If you want to speak to us, don't wait for us to come to your neighborhood. Come to the police department. Myself personally, I'm available by phone. If you need me to come by and speak to you, I'm the crime prevention officer. That's my job. I would love to come and give information and just sit and have a general conversation about your concerns and what you'd like to see out of your police department here in the city of Danville.
I think that statement alone is probably the most impactful statement we're going to talk about all morning, is the fact that you guys are willing to put yourself out there. And yes, the term first responder is very commonly used, and it's more of in the moment of need. But I think you really hit on, it's not just about that moment. Let's build the rapport so when that moment happens, we all are working better together. I think that's really a defining moment of the engagement. And I know you were talking about hitting in some troubled neighborhoods, some not so much. I remember recently you guys went through businesses in the downtown area. So you're meeting with business owners. You really want to get the entire community's input on how the police department can just be the most effective.
Well, the police department, there's a reason we invite these other organizations to come with us. We touch on street lighting was one of the concerns when we talked Main Street. That's why we brought Public Works with us. Danville Sheriff's Office, they have the Project Lifesaver device, and maybe somebody that is homebound that never calls for an emergency but may benefit from the resources of the sheriff as far as Project Lifesaver goes or something like that. It's more than just looking for the bad guys. We want to get out there and let you know that as a city, with the police department spearheading this project of the community walk, that the city is here to support its residents in any way that it can.
Well, you guys have heard me talk a lot about neighbors helping neighbors. This is just another great example. We talked about perception, and I think the releasing of information. We kind of touched on that earlier. I think the big changes that we've seen, and some of us may not already be aware of it. I know I have, but again, I'm here. I'm in a kind of a different world, so I have different focuses in terms of where my eyes are constantly going. But you guys have taken to a lot of posting through social media, because I know that's a large medium for folks now.
We do. We have multiple social media ports. We have our Facebook, we have Twitter, and we also have an Instagram account. We have all of those can be searched and found just by looking up Danville VA Police, and you'll get the link to join any one of those. Facebook is a really good source. We allow, in some cases, we allow people to respond to us on those Facebook posts. And Twitter's a good way. We enjoy that as well. We get a lot of information from Twitter as far as what we're doing right. And I think that's important, because that, again, we are in a time when we are motivated by hearing good news. So when we know as a police department we are doing something right, that truly motivates us to continue our focus on what we're doing to help this community, because at the end of the day, that's really what it is. Helping is what we want to do.
Well, and I think we talked about this a little bit before we got started this morning. I think perception is everything, and that's the goal that you guys are looking to achieve. I love everything that you're doing. You know, I'll tell you guys, the power of positivity is something you've heard me mention before as well, and I've gotten a very unique opportunity to work with Officer Martin and Chief Booth and Officer Brooks and some of the other figureheads who are really bringing about this change to the community and continue the involvement and the growth of our community. That's what it's all about when it comes down to it. At the end of the day, we want to make for a better, safer community right here in our own backyard. I was born and raised here. I know, Officer Martin, you said you've been in this law enforcement in this area for over 20 plus years, and that's kind of what we're looking for. We want to continue to make Danville what we hope it for, what we strive to support, what we've always wanted it to be growing up here. And I think you guys are really moving us in that direction and being a huge part of that.
Exactly right. The chief's focus when he came in, and it's still his strong focus, he wants to reduce violent crime and engage the community in a positive way. And you can't do one without the other. We have got to engage and have conversations with the community in order for us to be trusted, so we can get in and do our job as far as reducing violent crime in the areas and make Danville what it truly is, a great place to live.
Well, Officer Martin, we certainly appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and certainly appreciate all that you do for our city and everybody, every first responder, man and woman in blue or brown, depending on which department you're working for, it doesn't matter. We're very appreciative, and we certainly wish you all the best, and if we can be of any more assistance, let us know.
Thank you so much.